32 degrees at 12:03. And the forecast shows that today it'll be sunny with light winds and a high of 72, a low of 45. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 55. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 59. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 63 degrees. And a current check of the financial markets shows the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92.69 to 27,239.77. The NASDAQ is up 44.80 to 8,221.44. S&P 500 up 12 points to 3,018.84. Oil up 36 cents to $58.47 per barrel. And gold is down $11 to $1,504.80 an ounce. Well, good afternoon, everybody. As I mentioned, my name is Jim Gannot, the host of this program, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Glad we can get together every week at this time to discuss a lot of issues, mostly revolving around business. If you're currently listening, that means you are near a computer, on your cell phone or a tablet, and we'd ask that you open up another browser and go to Facebook.com and like the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. This way you'll get any updates midweek on things that are happening. Earlier in the week, I posted that the UAW was striking against GM. So a lot of different business news that happens in between every show. You'll find it there first. Also, at this time of the program, it's time for the Business Quote of the Week, which is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. I use a lot of different sources for my inspirational quotes of the week. It could be a sports celebrity, could be a religious leader, could be a politician, could be a movie star. You never know. Somebody's going to say something that's inspiring, and I want to share it with you here. Last week, during the Democratic presidential debate, great theater, by the way, get your popcorn out. President Cory Booker, I think, or not president, presidential candidate Cory Booker had one of the best quotes, two great quotes. First, he said, he quoted an old African proverb that said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I thought, I actually rewound the DVR because I wanted to make sure that I heard that correctly and, wrote it down so I could bring it to you this week. Because the same thing applies in business. Now, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But eventually you're going to run out of steam. You're going to get tired. You need that backup support. You can't go 100 miles an hour every day, 365 days a year without some form of a break. So if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And delegate some of the responsibilities out and then amongst your staff, make sure all the work is getting done. And everybody leaves at the end of the day, refreshed, not exhausted. So, again, the quote from Cory Booker, last week's presidential debate, an African proverb that he quoted was, if you want to go fast, go alone, and if you want to go far, go together. And I thought that was very applicable for business and any business owners out there that may be listening. He had another quote. It was probably one of the funnier moments of the night. For some reason in this debate, and it could be that Julian Castro is a candidate. It could be that Beto O'Rourke is fluent in Spanish. There are many times when the candidates will answer the question in Spanish, depending on the venue that they're at, when they were in Miami and now in Texas, because there are Spanish-speaking people in the audience. And for the general viewer at home, you're left sitting there saying, what are they talking about? And luckily, I know Spanish, so I can keep up with them. At about a 75% retention rate. And so Cory Booker, who doesn't speak Spanish or maybe not very well, answered one question, and it was very simple. Like, do you recommend people go on a vegan diet? Because they were saying that now cows and calves and goats are responsible for global warming. And Booker has been on a vegan diet since 2014, I believe. And he just looked right at the moderator and said, no. And I'd like to answer that question in Spanish. No. And I thought that was one of the best answers ever given in a presidential debate. So again, the quote from Cory Booker, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Now, of course, during the program, I ask you to think, with your team, are you going alone or are you going together? And then I want you to think about that as we approach next week and see if, when you look at your goals for the year, would they be better accomplished as a team or individually? And it was a great story on NBC Nightly News last night that I wanted to share with you. I did a little research on it. And if you watch college football, you know that ESPN has a program called College Game Day, and they'll visit a different university campus every week. And, you know, the hosts are there, and there's a live crowd, you know, behind the stage. And they're all radical and crazy and, you know, dressed up in school colors and things like that. And there was a 24-year-old at last week's game between Iowa and Iowa State that held up a sign. And the sign read, Bush Light Supply Needs Replenished. And he left his Venmo account on the sign as well. So now Anheuser-Busch and Venmo are matching donations to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. And that's the kind of story that – this is the kind of story that's going to leave you with the best kind of a beer buzz. So the young man's name is Carson King, and he's 24 years old. And he held up a sign last week on national TV during the University of Iowa-Iowa State football game asking for viewers to Venmo him cash for a case of Busch Light. He and his Busch Light Supply Needs Replenished sign got picked up by ESPN's College Game Day broadcast on Saturday morning, and it raised just $400 in about an hour. And Carson says he made the sign as a joke and just hoped that maybe a couple of people in the crowd would see the sign and maybe send him $20 so he could get a case of Busch Light. King, who's an Iowa State fan, told MarketWatch that after raking in $600, he and his family decided to donate the windfall to the rival University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital, which is adjacent to the football field in Iowa City. A really cool fact about this stadium is that during Iowa home games, fans do what's known as the Iowa Wave for the kids watching the game from the hospital windows. And they showed a scene where all the kids and their parents were lined up against this bank of windows, and then the entire stadium turns towards the hospital and just waves to all the sick children. The King's mom and his brother shared his fundraiser and Venmo handle at Carson-King-25 on Facebook and Twitter. And that's when the donations really started pouring in. So he tweeted out, with all the donations my at College Game Day sign for Busch Beer has received, I will be donating all but enough for a case of Busch Light to at U Iowa Children's Hospital. We're at over $1,600 right now at Cyclone ATH at Wide Route Natty Loot and at Chris M. Williams Venmo Carson-King-25. As of Wednesday morning, yesterday, King told MarketWatch that people had donated almost $34,000 to his fund. And brewer Anheuser-Busch and PayPal money-sharing app Venmo both have said on Twitter that they will match all the donations he receives. So, as they have pledged to do so on Twitter, the Busch Light lover will be handing over a check for about $100,000 to the hospital, of course, minus the cost of a case of Busch Light, which runs about $15 or $16. Individuals have donated as little as 25 cents and as much as $300. It turned into something really cool and a way to help families and to help kids, said King, who has taken a break from his studies to work as a casino security officer and pay down some of his student loans. It's getting shared around the country, and we've had people from Canada and Australia donate. He actually got a message from someone in Poland on Facebook today saying how great the story is. King does have some fundraising experience under his belt. He's raised between $300 and $400 for the same children's hospital by kicking up his heels in the Iowa State Dance Marathon. But his beer sign fundraiser is in a totally different league. That's in part because he was savvy enough to tweet at Anheuser-Busch and ask them to match the total number of donations that he collected and the Brewers game. Tweeting back that this is the best thing we have read all year and offering to match the funds and even throw in some beer. Also tweeting back they were going to match your donation to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics and will throw in some of that Busch Light that you were looking for. Now Venmo caught wind of the impromptu fundraiser and offered to match their donations as well. And they said, we're constantly amazed by the kindness of the Venmo community and what we're able to achieve together, which is why we felt inspired to match the donations. Anheuser-Busch did not respond to my request for a comment, but Amy O'Dean, the interim executive director of the Children's Hospital, said in a statement provided to us that we are delighted that Carson has so thoughtfully decided to donate these funds to help the pediatric patients and families served by the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. This organic effort demonstrates the generosity and goodness of Iowans, uniting Cyclone and Hawkeye fans to make a difference for our kids. We are grateful for that support and for the matching gifts. King plans to present the grand total, which he expects to top six figures, to the hospital sometime next month. They were really excited. They were so happy when I called to get a hold of someone and were talking about having me take a tour of the hospital and meet some of the kids, he said. It's just incredible to see what kind of difference you can make when people band together. I will drink to that. Great job to Carson King and for that creativity he showed during game day last week. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program. And we are just about 3 weeks away from the 8th anniversary of this program. So hopefully you'll be able to stick around for that. And so glad that we have this opportunity to do this with you every week, talk about business and issues affecting businesses. And what I really love is the feedback that I get from people that listen to the program, whether they tune in one time or they're regular listeners. Love y'all for listening, and I appreciate the feedback every week. A lot of times I'll get an email from somebody or a text message, and they'll say, hey, that was a great story. It's happening in my business. I'm dealing with it right now, and you gave me a couple of pointers on how I should address it. So with that in mind, I wanted to get into our next story, which is 4 ways to boost your business credit score. Now, whether you're an established shop or a startup, building a strong business credit score is a smart step for growth. Business credit scores are like personal credit scores. They report the creditworthiness of your operation, and they range from 0 to 100. A score of 65 to 100 is considered either good or great. Now, improving your business credit score should be one of your top to-dos as a business. Why? There are many reasons to maintain or continue to improve your score. Most importantly, lenders can use business credit scores along with personal credit scores to evaluate your loan eligibility. A strong business credit score helps increase the chances of approval when personal credit scores are lacking. A strong business credit score may help you receive better payment and discount terms with vendors and suppliers. So, how do you improve your business credit score? The first step, and I've mentioned this several times on the program, when you're first starting out a business, a lot of times it's very hard to come up with capital. So people will mix their business and their personal finances together, and that's a big no-no. And whenever you have the opportunity, you want to separate the personal from business. Now, first, start by opening up a different bank account for your business. This way, you can establish the credit history of your business correctly. Next, you're going to want to apply for a business credit card so you can stop using personal credit cards for business expenses. Using personal credit cards doesn't build a stronger business profile, which you'll likely need to obtain business financing. You're also going to want to get familiar with your credit report. Even minor mistakes can have a significant impact, so you want to ensure the accuracy of your report. In most cases, if there are any errors on your report, you can correct them. Do this by contacting the credit bureaus and offering evidence to show the inaccuracies. Three main credit bureaus report on business credit. They are Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. They each have their own scores, and these scores can vary widely. You want to establish credit with your suppliers would be the third tip. Consider starting trade accounts with any regular suppliers and vendors that you have. So what's trade credit, and why is it important? Well, trade credit is when you receive a product from a supplier or vendor without making upfront payments. This type of agreement can boost creditworthiness. If your supplier runs out of a product you need, they might refer you to a different supplier, but you must stay on top of these agreements, and a good payment history will reflect in your credit. And manage your accounts. Now that you've separated your personal and business credit, check your credit report and establish trade accounts, you need to manage them. And it's easy to do if you form these three simple habits. First, you're going to want to pay your bills early or on time every time. Late payments can impact your credit score in a big way, so stay on top of your bills and your credit score will reflect that. You're going to want to pay off any debt you have. Break up your debt into smaller chunks. By doing this, it makes repayment much more manageable. And maintain revolving credit balances. Credit bureaus look at the ratio of credit used in relation to the amount of credit available. When determining credit scores, aim to keep that ratio low and around 15%. Establishing or improving your business credit score can be straightforward and manageable if you process with those tips. Now, having challenged credit or lack of established business credit doesn't have to stop you from growing your business. So if you're excited to get started, discover your monthly payment estimate using a financing calendar, or calculator rather, and select the type of equipment that you're interested in, the cost, and the term length. You could have that new or used piece of equipment that will help grow your business in no time. So a couple points that I want to make there. When they talk about the ratio of credit used, let's say you have, I'm just going to throw it out there, four credit cards and your total $60,000. Your balance is $15,000 on each card. Even if you have four cards, the maximum ratio that the credit card companies and the lenders and the banks want to see on those cards is about 33%. So you have $60,000 in credit, but they really only want you to have 33% used. So if you do the math, that's close to about $20,000 to $22,000. All right. So you don't want to have four cards with $15,000 balances or credit lines and then have $14,000 on each card. Keep them manageable. Now, the other step that they mentioned was, let's say you do get that one time where you have to buy a lot of inventory. Suddenly you're $14,000, you know, on your credit card. Start paying that down. Even if you have balances on other cards, start paying them down one by one instead of all at the same time. Pay your minimums. I always pay double the minimum, but then pay more on one card so that you can chunk away at it and get it down back to that 33 or less, preferably 15% ratio. They really don't want you running your business all on credit, because if a recession hits, the orders dry up and it's going to be harder for you to pay back. Establishing credit with your suppliers is huge, because this may be the best way for you to run your business, especially if your terms are net 30. So if you buy from a supplier and their terms are net 30, then hopefully the payment is arriving at around the same time or within a few days. But otherwise, you become a financer and all of a sudden, you know, you're putting the money up, you're buying the raw goods, but you're not getting paid for another 30 days. And we've talked about this several times on the program. 30 quickly becomes 45 or 60, and now you're a bank. So make sure that you're able to spread this out. by using business or trade credit. All right. Let's take a look at the next story here. Yeesh. All right. So let's talk about social media for a minute. And you know that I've talked about this a lot on the program because this is the way business is getting done now. Advertising. And I got a couple of stories that are going to affect your marketing and your advertising today. But I want to start here with social media. How does social media engagement impact your searchability? And a lot of people don't believe that. They hear terms like SEO, search engine optimization. They talk about how many times a website is clicked, and that will rise, you know, their search engine or their searchability. But it's also your social media engagement that's going to have an impact as well. The need for a business social media account is key. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You should be on the four main platforms. So social media platforms have taken over the internet, revolutionizing how people share information. The scope and availability of the web is a boon to small business if you know how to use it right. With a carefully planned strategy, you can use the network of social media users to boost your business's ranking in search results and drive more traffic to your website. What does social media entail? And I get this question a lot from clients of mine that will say, I don't know what social media is. You know, I don't know what Face Chat and Snapbook is all about. You know, and that ignorance, you know, or the lack of interest is what's going to hurt their business down the line. Now, due to the huge cultural and economic impact social media has on our daily lives, most people interact with it even if they don't have a personal account. News stations frequently will reference it, and even political officials use platforms to state their opinions and policies. Sharing is one of the most important aspects to business. User interest can make a post go viral, like the posting earlier about the kid needing beer money at the football game, racking up thousands of views and interactions. Previously unknown people can become celebrities overnight. It's this explosive growth that many companies want to take advantage of. But it's important to remember that gradual growth has its own merits. Consistent sharing can build a loyal online community, which may be more useful in the long term. So what is SEO in relation to social media? Social media may be the vehicle, but search engine optimization is the destination. The goal of small business SEO is to enhance the search result ranking of your company's website. The better your ranking, meaning the higher your link shows up on the page, the more likely potential customers will see your site. SEO usually accomplishes this by incorporating related search keywords into your website content. This increases your page's relevancy and makes it more likely that the search engine algorithm will favor your pages. How is your social media presence related to your search ranking? Some search engines, such as Bing, take a company's social media presence directly into account when assigning ranking. The larger the presence, i.e. the more followers you have, the more likely a company is to receive a high ranking. By contrast, Google has explicitly stated that it doesn't directly incorporate social media presence